This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. To borrow from the old adage about getting to Carnegie Hall, it takes a lot of practice to be a great classical musician. But to become a great conductor? Well, there's not too much a would-be maestro can do, as University of South Florida master's student Brent Douglas told me as we stood in the lobby of the USF School of Music.
When people ask me what it's like to practice as a conductor without an orchestra, I tell them it's probably a little bit like being in a NASCAR race. You're preparing for it by sitting on your couch at home. You're turning the wheel, you're swerving, you're feeling the curves, experience the acceleration in your head. But once you get on the track in front of a car, it's completely different, it responds different, and you have to be ready for whatever comes at you.
Douglas, along with two other members of the school's conducting masterclass, had the opportunity of a lifetime recently when they were able to conduct the Florida Orchestra.
You just led the Florida Orchestra. What was that like?
Absolutely brilliant. Not my conducting per se, but the chance to work with those musicians, it's amazing.
The conductors worked under the watchful eye of orchestra music director Michael Francis, who often brought the playing to a halt to give them advice. For student Allison Sennett, Francis pointed out how the musicians were responding to the pace at which she moved her arms, wrists, and hands.
Quicker arm, pick the bow, because they're going really fast. They're thinking about the speed of their gesture. So just try it again and use the whip in your bow to get them.
Sennett was impressed by the results, in awe of how 60 musicians reacted to just the slightest change in her motion.
Knowing that lifting up your baton just that much faster is going to elicit such a different response is a little scary at first. It was cool to see how trying something new will get a different response and how that sounds.
The class was one of a number of interactions with students during the Florida Orchestra's week of visits to USF and the University of Tampa. The event, dubbed TFO on Campus, like class, but way better, is part of Francis's plan to reach out more to the Bay Area.
Well, I believe strongly that our boundaries are not limited by the size of our concert hall, but by the size of our community. So I passionately believe in playing to the community.
The orchestra's schedule included an open rehearsal and an in-depth public discussion and performance of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony at USF School of Music, as well as a visit to patients at the Moffitt Cancer Center.
The more that we can do to serve the music to our community, the better. Music really changes lives, it really transforms people. It heals, it edifies, it encourages, it enriches, it just improves our lives. And when we go to the hospitals and play to the children and we see the life on their face, I think it's almost that music is the one constant that can really penetrate through the pain and bring joy.
And the week was also about sharing that joy of music with the next generation of classical musicians, as the Florida Orchestra played Mozart's 39th Symphony alongside students in the USF Symphony Orchestra. For clarinet player Marshall Mosley, the sheer speed at which the professional players pick things up showed him that preparation is vital.
There was a lot of things that they were asking me to do, like play louder, that I wasn't necessarily comfortable doing at the time, but you have to be ready for that.
The 19-year-old sophomore praised the orchestra for visiting.
They don't have to, and the fact that they do represents that they are in touch with the community and they want to give back to younger students.
And that interaction is something that Francis wants to see more of.
It's very inspiring to see the next generation come up, to see their enthusiasm, for us to work with them. It's always wonderful to mentor people, to give something back.
You can find pictures and videos from the Florida Orchestra's visit on our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.